Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to continue our conversation with about Rediscovering God in America, a book that was written by Newt Gingrich, and the subtitle is Reflections on the Role of Faith in Our Nation's History and Future. If you haven't picked up this little book, we encourage you to get it. It's pretty good. And what Newt does is takes us on a journey of all the monuments and begins to share with us different things in regards to how religion, Christianity, has been in the public square for many, many, many years. And today we're seeing such a huge conflict with those that would try to eliminate God, take God of everywhere. They have a problem with God being on our money, so they put him on the edge of the coin. They have a problem with the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all, but they want to take under God out. I was past the Whataburger, by the way. If you're not familiar with that franchise, it's a burger franchise, and one of their windows has under God, you know, which is pretty cool. Yeah, they have an American flag out. And so a lot of, like, there's people that are standing up and saying, listen, this is one nation under God, okay? And we're not going to let this go. You have those that try to take prayer out of the schools, and, and, you know, that happened, but now they don't want it to happen at commencement speeches or nothing like that. No, don't bring up Jesus here. And then you have during the holidays all these politically correct folks, which, I mean, what is that? I mean, really, that's not wanting to give Jesus his due. It's his birthday. You want to celebrate Christmas, Christmas, but you want to take Christ out of Christmas. I mean, call it something else. Don't call it Christmas, right? But you have to. You know what it is. It's Jesus that we're celebrating, and they want to take the nativity scene out of, you know, federal buildings. When you look at all these monuments and their scriptures, you know, etched in stone, etched in all these different places. And we've been talking about different monuments like the National Treasure, the Washington Monument. And now we're getting ready to talk about the Lincoln Memorial, which is pretty neat. President Lincoln was the 16th president of the United States. We're learning, because a lot of the stuff, you know, I didn't learn this. I learned history, but I got his story. You'll see we're going to, not now, we'll have a picture up there soon for you to see what the Lincoln Memorial looks like. I didn't get a chance to see it when I was in D.C. I was all on the other side. I was by the Washington Monument. I didn't get a chance to see the Lincoln Memorial.
I don't know if I saw it or not.
But this is a quote from Abraham Lincoln. I am profitably engaged in reading the Bible. Take all of this book upon reason that you can, and the balance by faith, and you will live and die a better man. This is Abraham Lincoln. Now, if you know his history, he ran so many times for office and lost. I mean, he's like, lost. And he just kept, kept going. And ultimately, he won. And you think, wow, man, for such a time as this, just the way things converged and the way things happened was pretty amazing. But this memorial was actually dedicated May 30th, 1922. It took some time. In fact, we have a picture for you where you can actually see what it looks like, and we'll make sure we'll have it available for you on the torch. They made some sort of like a, I don't know, I guess they call it a temple, but it has 36 columns all around it, and the 36 columns represent all the states that were in the Union at the time of his presidency, they were in the country, and then later, and above each column, there's a state that's, you know, etched in the stone, in the marble, over each column, and then afterwards, they've added other states, you know, obviously, to the monument. But this is a towering figure. This thing is huge. I really don't know how tall it is, but it looks monstrous.
Massive,
it's massive, and which is pretty neat. He is facing the reflecting pool and looking at the Washington monument. So this is just amazing. Look at all this type of stuff. But it was dedicated. One of the things I'm realizing as I'm going through this book, and I'll probably continue the same conversation when we get into the second hour. Don't miss it. We're two programs back to back. But I'm realizing that this takes a long time. It took almost 10 years, I think, to build this thing and then to raise the money. There's always, it wasn't any money to build these monuments. So they had to go to keep going to Congress, and finally Congress, set aside $2 million to get it done and to put it up there. But talks of this monument started as soon as he was assassinated. This president was assassinated, and that's when they started really talking about it. But the book continues to talk about his religious reflections. And they said on the left side of the statue, inscribed into the wall, is the Gettysburg Address, a famous speech that that Abraham Lincoln gave. And he says the speech is only 267 words long, but it concludes with Lincoln's view of America's relationship to God. And I'm quoting, says, we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom. This is Abraham Lincoln. In his second inaugural address, which is considered by some to be his greatest speech, and it's also inscribed into the wall on the right side of his statue, it's only 703 words, okay, in length, but it mentions God 14 times and quotes the Bible twice.
Wow.
Yeah, think about it. This man was the president over, you know, during a time where our nation was fighting civil war.
Mm-hmm.
It's reported that 620,000 Americans lost their lives. Mm-hmm. And if that won't keep you, you know, close to God and praying, he says Abraham Lincoln relied on the power of divine providence to guide him and guide the nation through those long years of civil war. It's mm-hmm. absolutely amazing. And it's pretty interesting to note that almost 100 years after Lincoln's inaugural address, his second one, that Martin Luther King Jr. gave the I Have a Dream speech right in front of the Lincoln Memorial.
Wow.
I mean, it's all these convergences. You go, wow, God, this is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But listen, we have a great country. Why should we have to lose it? You know, right from the beginning, we have seen presidents and we've seen the founding fathers give so much credit to God. I cannot get away from the fact that it was George Washington who started the very first Thanksgiving Day, that we should be thankful, the nation should be thankful to God. But it was Thomas Jefferson who made it a national holiday. President Thomas Jefferson said, listen, we're going to make this a national holiday. We got to give thanks to God. We're going to stop from our labors. We're going to stop from everything. We're going to shut it down. It's my favorite holiday, one of my favorite holidays, where we say we got to thank God for all the blessings that he has given us. Listen, we say God bless America. He already has. Mm-hmm. It's time for America to bless God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Dated Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.